B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Too much of that fireball that was this weekend.
Ooh, we did. We had a little bit when we were girlfing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it helped or hurt.
I think it helped. We shot pretty good.
I don't know if it helped that we started at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I did. I tried to put her off as long as I could. I was like, nah, give me a shot of that fireball.
All right, let's go.
Might as well. Might as well. Today, we got a high of 78, low of 70. It's gorgeous right now, but there's a storm brewing.
But wait, there's more.
There's a storm brewing. We do have a chance for rain and possibly thunderstorms in the afternoon. Could be strong to severe. So bring that umbrella. Mm-hmm. Bring that umbrella. I'm going to get wet.
It's been kind of crappy lately.
Yeah, it has been. Well, I feel like it's been a spring got here late, and now we're getting all that rain that we should have gotten like March and April and everything like that. But it's all right.
A few spots still flooded around the area.
Oh, man, it's been crazy.
You know what I learned yesterday? How dirty flood water is.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's a huge thing. It's like a huge, it's very contaminated.
Folks, don't swim in flood water. If you think it's a good idea to go out there, splash around, enjoy the E. coli that you're going to get from a flooded septic tank that's just leaking out everywhere.
They say it especially like around like farming areas where they spread pesticide everywhere.
Yeah, pesticide, manure, and everything like that. That's not good stuff to drink.
No.
All right? Mm. So next time you want to go take the arm floaties out and go splash around in some flood water, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Moron. Idiot.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
A 38-year-old guy named James Reinerson was in jail in Grand Junction, Colorado. Bad guy, going to jail. He was waiting for his trial for menacing, disorderly conduct, and trespassing. Menacing?
Menacing.
That's a thing? You get arrested for menacing?
It originated from Dennis.
That tickled me in just the right way. Oh, my God.
Mr. Wilson!
Good Lord. The sheriff's deputies, though, got him confused with another male, and they let him out early. Okay? They let, like, no, you can go. You're free to go. What are you doing here? He never bothered to correct them, because why would he? He's like, all right, I'll get out of jail, man.
Get me out of here.
Yes, get me out of here. So he went home and surprised his wife. However, she responded by forcing him to go back to jail.
Oh, no.
What are you doing home?
Go back to jail.
Get back in there. She even drove him back there herself. And when it was all said and done, he was only out of jail for about 2 hours total.
Oh, man. At least he got a taste.
The free man. He's still facing a bunch of new charges, including escape, forgery, criminal impersonation, and theft. On the bright side, the sheriff's department says that thanks to his wife, it didn't turn into an even more serious situation, which could have wound up way worse for James. How much does your wife have to hate you to go, what do you get? What? No, get in the car. You're going back to jail, buddy.
Do not pass go.
Do not pass go. Do not come home. Do not collect $200. So James is back in jail, and his wife is apparently enjoying the free time. I have a sneaking suspicion that Kiki would do this to me.
Yeah?
If I went to jail and I got out, unexpectedly, she'd be like, back to the big house with you, pal. It's nice and quiet around this house. It's clean for once.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, that's right. What do you get out of here? You're going back to jail, pal.